Spain disappointment for left in rerun general election mass mobilization and struggle necessary for real change vicial era, socialismo revolucionari or CWI, Spain. The results of the 26th of June rerun general elections in Spain were without doubt very disappointing for many activists, and for broad layers of workers and youth. All opinion polls pointed to the much coveted Sorpaso, i.e. the alternative left overtaking the ex-social democratic SOE as the main opposition to the right-wing Pages People's Party. However, the results saw the Unidas Podemos left alliance involving Podemos, United Left and others lose over 1 million votes compared with the elections on the 20th of December 2015. Despite this loss of votes, the alliance maintained its 71 seats in the parliament, and Unidas Podemos will have an important weight in opposition to the next government. These results also consolidate the new political panorama following the last years of struggle, and the crisis of the two-party system. The Pages and SOE remain far from the dominant position they enjoyed before the crisis. Many will have been puzzled by the growth of the vote for the Pages, which won more than 600,000 extra votes compared with December 2015, despite a lower turnout. The Pages has been embroiled in corruption scandals. This includes the conversations of the Interior Minister, Fernández Díaz, with the Anti-Fraud Office, openly seeking to damage Catalan nationalist politicians, and also the implication of many Pages politicians in the Panama Papers tax avoidance scandal. However, the PP's rise in votes can be explained by the polarized atmosphere in the election campaign, and the concentration of right-wing votes around the Pages in response to the expectation that Unidas Podemos would make big gains. For example, the right-wing populist Ciudadanos party lost over 400,000 voters, who surely will have returned home to the Pages for these elections. A certain perception of economic improvement, though weak with little impact on living standards, will also have partially benefited the Pages. Though these elections were called in order to resolve the governability crisis produced by December's elections, these results reproduce a situation of relative paralysis. The Pages, with its 137 seats, is still far from an overall majority 176 seats. Even to be elected in a second round of voting in Parliament, where the incoming president needs only to get more votes for than against, not including abstentions, the formation of a government is not guaranteed. However, although new elections cannot be completely ruled out, it is far more likely that some variant of a grand coalition arrangement is put together. This will probably be a minority government of the Pages propped up by the abstention, or votes in favor, of SOE and Ciudadanos. As Socialismo Revolucionario has previously commented, the most important feature in this emerging situation will be the instability and weakness of the next government, whatever its composition. It means a government much more vulnerable to the pressure and demands of the street and mobilizations of the working class than was the last majority Pages government. No matter how reinforced the establishment may feel after these elections, it is clear that they will not be able to resolve the current crisis. New tensions will emerge and become big headaches for the new government, from the imposition of cuts to the national tensions intensified by these election results. In Catalonia and the Basque Country, where the left alliance won the elections, the idea that Spain cannot be reformed will be strengthened, boosting the pro-independence movements. New struggles. After 2011, a new period of very significant struggle opened up in Spain, the Indignados 15-meter movement, indefinite strikes in many workplaces, various general strikes, the massive marches for dignity, etc. However, for more than 2 years there has been a lull in these struggles, coinciding with an electoral cycle, beginning with the European elections in 2014 and growth of the anti-austerity party Podemos. Now, a new weaker government opens the possibility not only of earlier elections, if the Pages is not allowed to complete its term, but also of a return to mobilization in the streets against the new austerity policies which the government seeks to impose. A mass campaign of mobilization and struggle would still have been necessary, even if the left had won, in order to resist the pressure of the EU and the capitalist establishment, which would try to force austerity and stop any attempts to implement pro-worker policies. There has been much speculation about the reasons for the fall in support for Unidas Podemos. Some have questioned the usefulness of the alliance, others the lack of clarity in the campaign's discourse and program. For others still the question of who the electorate blamed for the repeat elections among sections of the less politicized population. Some will have blamed Podemos, and also the campaign of fear launched against the left, electoralism. All of these factors will have played some role. However, Socialismo Revolucionario understands that the most important factor explaining the results of the elections is the near absence of struggle and mobilizations in recent years. This is linked to the policy of the leadership of Podemos and the left, which prioritizes institutional and electoral politics, linked to a political vision which sees change taking place through the governing institutions. The reality of government, for example in the so-called cities of change, major cities such as Barcelona and Madrid where the left heads the local government, has shown the limits of such an approach. In Madrid, for example, the left lost over 100,000 votes compared with December's elections. Instead of reformism, there is a need for a political approach which challenges the limits of capitalism. Another problem of the Unidas Podemos coalition is that it was essentially formed as a pact between the leading circles of Podemos and United Left, instead of a united front democratically built from below, involving the rank and file. The role of such rank and file structures is key in giving an impulse to activity and campaigning, and building the necessary struggles in the coming months. As is discussing and clarifying, democratically, the program necessary to solve the country's fundamental problems of poverty, inequality, mass unemployment, housing evictions, cuts and rising university tuition fees. These themes were practically absent from the media-based campaign of Unidas Podemos, which was centered much more on how a new government would be formed, and in the exchange of accusations between the different parties. Building for a future election victory which brings a working-class party to power in the Spanish state, in order to really change things, and improve living standards, needs to be based on the following pillars: more organization from below, to build a really democratic movement of those we aim to represent, a clear program of rupture with capitalism and austerity, and mass mobilizations to defend our rights and reverse the attacks of the past. This means linking immediate reforms to the need for revolutionary socialist policies. This must begin with a process of debate, in social movements, the trade unions, and in the ranks of Unidas Podemos and the parties which make it up. The lack of a serious analysis and debate could bring people to the false conclusion that there is nothing that can be done. Though the levels of disappointment are great due to the high expectations everyone on the left entertained, we cannot forget that more than 5 million people voted consciously for real progressive change. This is a significant base of accumulated support built up through the struggles of the last years, and the potential is still far greater.